This evening we will come to study chapter 6.
在没有看第六章以前，第五章末了，我们还有一件很重要的事情要交通。
But before we begin chapter 6, at the end of chapter 5, there is still a very important matter that we must study.
那当神把以色列人带进了迦南地，
Now after God has led the Israelites into the land of Canaan,
让他们行了隔离，
allowing them to become a nation,
也让他们吃了那本地的土产。
After they have undergone circumcision, and after they have partaken of the produce of the land.
那么他们要等候去进攻耶利哥。
They must then await the time when they go in to attack Jericho.
那么在进攻耶利哥以前，
But before they attack Jericho,
约书亚就一个人跑去侦察地形。
Joshua, on his own, Joshua went to look at the land.
那么这一个事情呢， 就显露了约书亚的幼嫩。
This particular matter illustrates for us the youthfulness of Joshua.
虽然他跟随摩西那么长久，
Even though he has followed Moses for such a long period of time,
他没有领会到在神的子民中间唯一的带领是神自己。
He has not yet come to understand that God will take care to lead in each and every aspect.
那么所以他一个人就去侦查了。
And so he went out on his own to inspect.
在一般来说，
on the whole,
侦查是需要的。
It is needed, this inspection.
但是不是主帅出去。
But it is not needed for the commander to go on his own.
但是现在约书亚他出去。
But Joshua, he went out on his own.
那也许他觉得，
He feels
他有责任要去，
that there was a need for him to go.
但事实上头， 不管他去或者是不去，
But in fact, whether he goes or not,
在以色列人攻取迦南的事上面， 都不合宜。
In terms of Israelites' attack or invasion into Canaan, it is not a matter that is bodes well.
那原因就是说，
the reason being,
既然从埃及出来是神的引导，
from the very beginning, the exodus from Egypt was led by God.
在旷野漂流的时候， 仍然是神的引导。
It was also God's hand leading them even as they wandered in the wilderness.
过约旦河， 还是神的引导。
It is God who also led them to cross the Jordan River.
行隔离， 是神的引导。
It is also God who led them to undergo circumcision.
那现在要攻取耶利哥。
Now the matter at hand was the invasion or attack into Jericho.
那仍然必须先看神自己的安排。
So similarly, they should look upon the arrangement that God has made.
但是约书亚没有在这一件事上够老练。
However, Joshua, upon this matter, he was not quite alert or mature enough.
那所以他就一个人到耶利哥附近去了。
And so he went out on his own to inspect Jericho.
从人来看，这个是很危险的事。
outwardly, this is a very dangerous mission.
因为完全没有保护，主战就到了那一个前线的地方。
That without protection, the commander himself goes into the enemy's territory.
那正当他这样去做的时候，
and as he does this mission,
神就让他在那里去学一个功课。
God allows him then to learn a lesson.
这个功课是非常严肃的。
This lesson is extremely serious.
那因为当他去靠近耶利哥的时候，
whereas he drew near to Jericho.
那我们中文圣经就说不料，不料在英文圣经大概就是behold， 是不是 behold？
没有，
没有 ，suddenly， 都没有
，now，
now， 那反正就是突然就来了一件事情。
In the Chinese translation, it is translated as behold or something to that effect. In the English translation, it's just now, meaning that all of a sudden.
那他就看见有一个人站在他的对面。
That he saw a man that was standing in front of him.
我们注意两件事情，在这个站在他对面的人的身上。
And upon the man who was standing in front of him, let us look to see two matters.
第一，
the first,
手里有拿着拔出来的刀。
First, you see that he held in his hand a sword that was drawn.
第二，他是与他面对面的站立。
Secondly, you see that he was face to face with him.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以想象这个事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
有一个人刀出鞘了，对着你来站着，那是什么意思？
What does it mean when an individual is standing face to face before you with his sword drawn?
那这是一个不简单的场面。
This is not a simple situation.
难怪约书亚发那个问题。
No wonder Joshua gave this inquiry.
他是说你是来帮助我们的，还是帮助我们敌人的？
He asked, "Are you for us or are you for our enemies?"
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里头的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the matter at hand.
他拔出刀来。
He has withdrawn his sword.
挡在你的前面。
He has drawn his sword.
就是不让你前进。
And
就是不让你前进。
And even if he was not face to face before you.
那这一个按情形来看，是一个敌对的那个光景。
This is a dangerous position.
Opposition.
Oh, this is an opposition.
那在这种情形的底下，
under this opposition，
那约书亚就是当然要弄清楚。
Of course, Joshua must understand for himself.
如果是帮助自己的，不能得罪他。
If that individual was to help him, then he cannot do anything to that individual.
如果不是帮助自己的，那就干掉他。
But if that individual was not to help them, he must dispose of him.
免得泄露了那个军情。
Lest the fact that he was surveying the land was to be leaked out.
那弟兄姊妹，你看，在这个情形里头，约书亚的反应是对的。
You see that under this circumstance, the response of Joshua was correct.
但是他却没有领会。站在他面前的那一个是谁？
But he did not know, he did not understand who this individual was who was standing before him.
那么那一个人就回答说，
And so that individual replied,
我不是来帮助你，也不是来帮助你的敌人。
I am not here to help you, for you, nor am I here for your enemies.
我是来做耶和华军队的元帅的。
But I have come now as the commander of the army of the Lord.
那我们到这里就回头来看那两个问题。
Now, at this point, let's return to that previous two issues.
那现在神的那一个身份很清楚的 显明了。
Now it was very clear the person of God was revealed.
但是站在约书亚前面的神
，But the God who was standing before Joshua
是挡住他的去路
，is there to restrict him from going onward.
手里是拿着拔出来的刀。
He's there blocking him, and his hand is a drawn sword.
那我们就要问了。
So now we can only ask.
神为什么用这样的一个模样来向着耶稣呀？
Why did God utilize this image to block Joshua?
我们就看到里面一个很严肃的问题。
And so now we come to understand a very important point.
尤其是当他显明了他要来做耶和华军队的元帅。
It's for him to understand that Jehovah God has come to
their commander.
To be their commander.
那这就很明显了。
So this is very clear.
第一是显露了约书亚在这一件事上面没有求问神。
Firstly, to show to Joshua that upon this matter he had neglected to inquire of God.
另外，神也让他有一个机会来补救。
And then God allows for Joshua the opportunity to retreat,
to make better.
This matter that God has allowed Joshua to see.
神好像对约书亚说。
Seemingly, God is saying to Joshua,
你没有求问我，你就不能往前挪一步。
If you do not inquire of me, then you cannot continue on one more step.
如果你胆敢，是执意要继续的往前。
And if you choose to go forward on your own,
那手里拿着那拔出来的刀啊。就让约书亚明白神会很严肃的来对付他。
Then the drawn sword is to symbolize to Joshua that God Jehovah will take very serious action to deal with him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就又要再问了。
So then now we ask further,
那神为什么这样严厉的来对付约书亚？
Why did God deal so seriously with Joshua?
那我们先从原则上面来留意。
Now first, let's look at it from one perspective.
新约不是告诉我们，主自己的话告诉我们。
The New Testament, the Word of God tells us,
多下给谁，就向谁多要。
Whoever has more and more would be required of them.
多托谁就向谁多取。
Whoever is given more abundantly, more will be required of him.
那我们看这一个。
Now let's see.
因为约书亚当时是整个以色列的领袖。
Joshua was the commander of all of Israel.
那所以神对他的要求是那样的严格。
And so God's requirement of him was set at such a high standard.
原因乃是说。
And the reason being,
去取得迦南地。
In order to attain the land of Canaan,
乃是神自己的应许。
That in itself is a promise of God.
也是神自己做起头。
It is also God who initiates it.
也是神自己一步一步的带领。
It is God who leads them step by step.
那现在走到最末了的一层。
And now they have come to the very last step.
那这一层是最激烈的一层。
And this step is the most fierce.
因为在夺取迦南的这一段时间的里面。
Because what stands in the last step in order to acquire the whole land.
那这必须是神自己在那里做管理。
It must require for God to be there to take care of it.
是主自己行在前头。
It is God Jehovah who must take the lead.
如同过河的时候一样。
It's just as when they crossed the river.
约柜走在前面。
That is the Ark of the Covenant which went before
them. 那现在要攻打的时候。
And now this was close to the time that they must attack.
神也必须走在前头。
And so God must also be at the head.
那这个走在前头乃是说一切的车祸。
This taking the lead means that each and every plan, each part of the plan,
那神自己来定位。
That is God who sets them.
神自己做安排。
It's God who arranges it.
那这样以色列人在攻取迦南的事上面就没有难处。
And in this fashion, then the Israelites will not encounter hardship as they enter and attack into Canaan.
如果不让神来做这样的工作，
if God is not permitted to do this work,
那攻取迦南是非常的困难。
Then it would be extremely difficult for them to attack into Canaan.
那我们在这里就看到一件事情来了。
So now we can see this matter at hand.
什么事呢？
What is that?
如果不是神行在他们前面，
if it was not, if God did not take the lead before
我们读到第六章的时候，你就看见耶利哥是怎么可以去攻打的。
Then when we come to chapter 6, you ask, how can you attack Jericho?
我们即使去看过耶利哥，我们就看，如果不是神在那里带领，
We who have been there physically have seen Jericho, we would know that if it was not for God who led.
那么以当时的那一些战斗的那个方法，
then the method to attack Jericho at that time,
很不容易攻破耶利哥。
Utilizing the methods that was available at that time, it would be extremely difficult to overcome Jericho.
因为耶利哥是建造在一个土岗上面。
Because Jericho was built on top of a hill.
那它里面什么都不缺。
There was nothing that they lacked with. If they
那以色列人要攻打耶利哥的话，他们是仰攻啊。
If the Israelites are attacked Jericho, they must attack uphill.
那这样在当时的那个战那些战术来说啊。是非常非常困难。
According to the resources of that time, this type of attack would be extremely difficult.
我们先不扯到第六章。
Without going into chapter 6,
我们就来看神在这一个时候的显现的那个意义。
Let's look to see what God revealed, the meaning that God wants for them to understand.
神让约书亚知道。
God wants for Joshua to understand.
你必须要让神做你的元帅，不是你自己做元帅。
That you must allow God to take the lead, that to take command. You cannot take command on your own.
如果你看自己是元帅，而自己出主意的话
，If you see yourself as a commander and you continue forward according to your own desire,
那不就是你一个人遭遇麻烦？
Not only will you bring problems upon your own self,
整个以色列都遭遇麻烦，
but the entire nation of Israel will be troubled.
更进一步，以色列人要得着迦南地，就麻烦上面再加上麻烦。
And then to go one step further, in the matter of attaining the land of Canaan for the Israelites will have problems upon problems. You might even say that it would be impossible for them to acquire and attain the land of Canaan. As we continue onward, we'll be able to see this. That each battle became more and more fierce. Each battle became succeedingly harder to encounter.
在那里管理, 神在行在他们前头, 他们的确是没有办法去攻取迦南。
If God did not take care of everything, if God did not take the lead, then it would have been extremely difficult for them.
我们今天跟随主走的路程也是一样。
Today, as we follow the Lord along the, this path, the same principle applies.
若是我们凭着我们自己所学习过的一点点，所操练过的一点点， 所领会过的一点点， 来维持我们走在, 主要我们走的路上。
If we walk this path that God, that the Lord wants for us to walk based on what we are able to come up with, or based on our experiences in the past, based on what we understand,
我们定规在道路的当中， 不是倒下去， 就是要退后。
Then as we continue, as we are on this path, not only might we fall, but we would probably have to retreat.
那我们看耶稣呀, 他的经历, 他对神的那个认识也实在是相当丰富了。
Now we know that for Joshua, his experience with God is somewhat abundant.
从40年前从埃及开始,
beginning from 40 some odd years ago of when they exited Egypt,
经过旷野,
through passing through the wilderness,
近的就是过河,
and then more recently crossing the Jordan River.
那耶稣亚的经历也蛮丰富的。
The experiences that Joshua has is really abundant.
但是不能凭这些去占领迦南。
But he cannot rely upon these experiences to lead Israel.
因为回头来看那些经历的时候,
when you reflect back on the experiences of the past,
我们一定能看出,
then we will surely be able to see.
那个经历留下给人的记忆里面就是一个很伟大很轰动的场面。
That the experiences would leave a certain amount of knowledge in the individual to allow him to have boldness and to be encouraged. It's great experiences, but it will be a very hollow for him.
但是那些经历的主要的点乃是主自己在做工。
The primary point to all these experiences is that God, the Lord Himself, is at work.
但是人非常容易忘掉这一个。
But man can very easily forget and neglect this point.
只是留下那个, 哦, 轰动的场面。
And what is left is just a hollow knowledge.
我们感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
神不能允许他的百姓走错路。
God will not allow for his people to walk astray.
那所以他是那样严肃的向耶稣亚显现。
And so therefore God taught Joshua this lesson in such serious terms.
他显明他说我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
And very clearly he announced that he has come to be the commander of the army of the Lord.
那么现在呢, 我们就来注意到一件事情。Now
let's take notice of another matter.
以色列人行割礼。
The Israelites overcoming undergoing circumcision.
以色列人守逾越节。
The Israelites observing Passover.
那这是他们守律法的一个表现。
These are all matters of the Israelites observing what was recorded in the law.
那守律法是在生活上面学习服神的权柄。
To observe the law means that you are submitting to God's command in your life, in your daily living.
但是权柄呢，乃是根据神的话。
The authority there is still in accordance to God's words.
那所以现在要面对征战的时候。
So now, as they face a battle,
那么神就让约书亚来留意一件事。
God allows Joshua to take notice of one thing.
是越过在律法上面的学习的。
That if the in the practice of the law, that this surpass oh that this surpasses the practice of observing the law.
那么征战怎么去征战？
Now, when it comes to battle, how are they to enter battle?
在律法上没有告诉你。
The law itself does not tell you.
律法上所告诉你的全是那些如何生活。
The law, all that the law tells you is how you are to live your lives.
那现在是进到一个更高的层面，要有征战了。
Now they have come to an even a greater matter at hand, a higher matter, which is entering into battle.
那么你不能从律法的里头找出那个征战的指导。
You cannot find from the law how to enter into battle.
那所以神现在临约书亚和以色列人进一步的来学习服主的权柄。
So now God is allowing the Israelites.To enter into a deeper level of understanding of how to submit to the authority of God.
透过日常生活里头守律法来学习接受神的权柄。
So that through the observance of a higher level than just the daily living, to be able to understand how to submit to the authority of God.
那现在在征战的里头，神让他们更高一步的来学习。
That as they enter into battle, that God is bringing them in a deeper, a higher level of understanding how to submit to the authority of God.
待会我们看到第六章的里头，我就只给弟兄姊妹看一件事，你就明白。
When we come to chapter 6, I'll make a point out to you so that brothers and sisters will easier understand this.
那说我们来留意主说的那句话。
So let us for now take note of what the Lord says.
我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
I have come as the commander of the army of the Lord.
那固然是说出我是统帅。
Even though it says that I have come to be the commander.
你们？
But what about you?
你们是耶和华的军队。
You are the army of the Lord.
你们是军队。
You are the army.
我是统帅。
I am the commander.
那么既然你们是军队。
And since you are the army.
你们就是军人。
You must then submit. You must be soldiers.
那一个军人。
A soldier.
他是以服从命令作为他的天职。
Must completely submit to the authority over them.
那所以在这里，神把约书亚带到这样的一个地步。
So when we come to this point, God has brought Joshua to this level.
律法是神的话。
That the law is the word of God.
所以你们要守。
So you must follow it.
但是在律法以外，神还有许多要向人说的话。
But outside of the law, there are also many things that God desires to speak to man.
那所以神直接向人说的话，那些话比写在律法上的话是更高。
And these matters which God desires to speak to the people are higher than the words that are already revealed in the law.
那这一点，弟兄姊妹千万不要以为说 随便说说而已。
Now, when we come to this point, do not belittle this fact.
我们没有读生命记。
We did not read Deuteronomy.
但是我们要是平常你读过生命记，你总会有一个印象。
But in general, if you have ever read Deuteronomy, you would have this impression.
神借着摩西告诉以色列人说
，God spoke to the Israelites through Moses.
所有神的典章律法他们一定要遵守
and said that the Israelites must follow all the commandments and the statutes that God has spoken
但是神说将来要在他们中间兴起一个人来
and then God says that he will raise up an individual from among them
如果有人不听从那个人的话
that if anyone does not obeythis individual's words
那个人就要从民中剪除
then that individual who disobeyed would, his name would be wiped out cut off from the people
那弟兄姊妹看看神当时启示这一件事情
when God revealed this
已经隐约地指出将来神还要向人说话
This is clearly revealing to man that God will in the future speak to man again.
而是那时神要说的话是比律法的那个要求更高。
And the words that will be spoken then, the requirements will be much higher than what is recorded in the law.
所显出的那个权柄的要求也一样比律法更高。
And the requirement of the authority...would be much higher than what is in the law. When we come to the New Testament, we see this as well.
当时的法利赛人、祭司们，他们反对主耶稣。
The Philistines and the scribes rejected Jesus.
他们可以说他们是根据律法来反对这个人。
They could standthey could keep in the stand that they're rejecting him based on the law.
律法说要守安息日。
Because the law says that you have to observe the Sabbath.
这个人不守安息日。
And this individual does not observe the Sabbath.
我们当然要反对他。
And so of course we will reject him.
那弟兄姊妹就看这一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
律法是神的要求
The law is the requirement of God
但是神说将来他要在他们当中兴起一个人来
But God has revealed that one day he will raise up an individual from among them
他所说的话的权柄比律法还要高
And the authority of his words will be higher than the law
那现在约书亚这个经历又碰到这一个原则来了
And the experience of Joshua at this timeHas now allowed him to encounter this same principle.
所以主在那里说你是军人。
And so God, I mean, the Lord tells him, "You are the army."
我是元帅。
I am the commander.
所以你跟我当中，你必须知道你站的是什么地位。
So between you and me, you must understand very clearly the very place, the status that you stand upon.
所以你问我。是来帮助你还是帮助敌人这个话是非常愚昧
so the question that you pose whether I am here to help you or to help your enemy is extremely extremely well put it's extremely foolish
那么现在我来矫正你的那个领会
let me nowcorrect your understanding.
我是来做元帅。
I have come to be the commander.
你记住你是军人。
You should realize that you are a soldier.
所以你只有一个动作就是绝对的服权柄。
So there is only one alternative for you and that is to completely submit to the authority.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
约书亚里面真是苏醒
Joshua in his heart is truly really alert
虽然他带着一点愚昧 来到耶利哥的附近。
Even though he brought with him a certain amount of foolishness as he drew near Jericho.
但是当神的话一出来
，But once God's words were revealed,
他里面好像就给点亮了。
Within him, it seems he was immediately enlightened.
他立刻就看到了。
Yet immediately he saw.
哦，是主。
Is the Lord.
那所以他立刻就俯伏在地上吧。
So immediately then he fell. And prostrated.
说
and said,
主有什么吩咐仆人
and said, what message, what commandment does my Lord have for his servant?
那这一下地位对了。
Now, this was the proper stand.
那地位一对了。
Now, once the, his stand was proper,
主就有更多的话出来了。
Then the Lord then had more words that he said.
那现在对于十五节
Now when we come to verse 15
这里不是说 主对他说
Here it says doesn't it say that the commander of the Lord said to him
乃是耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说
It does not say that the Lord spoke to him and said rather it says the commander of the Lord's army said to him
但说这个话就很有意思
So these words actually are very meaningful.
他说把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
It says take off your sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣的。
For the place that you are standing upon is holy.
那这里有两个事情我们要留心。
Now there are two matters that require our attention.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
约书亚不是已经俯伏再上来了吗
Then Joshua, wasn't Joshua prostrate face down there?
他并没有站在哪里呢
Where was he standing?
怎么主说
He didn't stand there. Why did the Lord say
脱去你的鞋
Take off your sandals
因为你站的地是圣的
For the place where you are standing
他明明是俯伏在哪里嘛
He was very clearly prostrate before
那
弟
兄姊妹们
Now, brothers,
这里头有一件事情很有意思
It is very interesting what is recorded
神让把约书亚带到一个更深的理会的里头
God desires to bring Joshua into a deeper understanding
神好像对他说
Seemingly God is saying to him True
你外面是俯伏下来的
Outwardly you are prostrated before me
但是你里面有没有俯伏呢
But within you what is your inner person has it also submitted
如果你外面俯伏下来里面没有俯伏的话
If outwardly you are prostrated down but inwardly you have not submitted
那这一个俯伏就没有什么意思
Then position of being in prostrate doesn't mean anything
你虽然外面是俯伏下来
You must prostrate outwardly
你里面仍然是站在我面前与我面对面
But inwardly, you're still standing there opposed to me face to face.
所以你必须把你的鞋子脱下来。
So you must take off your sandal.
虽然你已经俯伏下来。
Even though you are already prostrate.
但你还是要把你的鞋子脱下来。
You must still take off your sandal.
因为你所站的地是圣地。
Because this place where you are standing upon is holy.
弟兄们，这样的一个神给约书亚的提示啊。实在是很难想象。
This reminder that God gives to Joshua is beyond imagination.
但是我们往深一层去看的时候
，But if we look at it on a deeper level，
我们就知道了。
Then we will know.
神一直是看人里面的。
That God continues to look at the inside.
神不是看人的外面的。
God does not look to see what is on the outside of man.
你外面做对了，里面没有做对。那这个就在神面前，神说还不及格的。
If the outer man has done well, but your inner man has not, then God still does not consider it at all.
必须外面做对了，而里面也一样的对。
Outwardly you must do what is correct, but inwardly you must do what's correct as well.
然后在主面前才是主所悦纳的。
Only then.Will is that pleasing to the Lord?
那这也就是说
And so now it means to say
你是军人
You are a soldier
我是元帅
I am the commander
你对我的命令
your attention to my command
你绝对是要里外一致的。
You must be obeyed inwardly and also outwardly at the same time. Your inward condition and your outward condition must be the same.
让弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important.
里外一致。
Outwardly,
你不能口服心不服。
You cannot inwardly and outwardly must be the same. You cannot. You cannot submit by your mouth and not with your heart.
必须是心口一致才算数。
You must. Your mouth and your heart must be in one accord.
我弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的一个功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is an extremely serious lesson to learn.
许多的时候，我们从外面学功课，却没有在里面学功课。
Too many times we learn, we submit and learn to a lesson outwardly, but we do not learn the same lesson inwardly.
我们喜欢效法别的人。
We are willing to learn from the outside only. We're willing to imitate an outward appearance.
我们很少从里面来学习别人在神面前他们所学习。
We are not willing to learn from our own inside to learn the lesson that the other has learned in him.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important.
你想，这是带领整个耶和华的军队要去征战。
The commandment of the commander of the army of God of the Lord is to enter into battle.
如果他里面没有神绝对的主权在哪里
？If Joshua does not completely submit to God inwardly,
那他怎么？把神所要做的事情来做好呢
？How can he possibly accomplish all that God desires for him to accomplish？
所以神虽然看见他已经俯伏下来了
，So even though God sees that outwardly he has prostrated himself，
但神还是说你要脱鞋。
Still God says and commands that he must take off his sandals. Thanks be to God that Joshua did according to God's word.
约书亚不见是外面遇见主。
Joshua did not just encounter the Lord outwardly.
他里面也遇见主了。
That inwardly he also was willing.
里面遇见主了。
That inwardly as he encountered the Lord.
约书亚在神面前所站的那一个位置就对了。
Then the position that Joshua stood upon.In the Lord's perspective was correct.
Because the not
because the battle that was to be waged is not based on strategy.
It's
not based on the method. The battle which was to be waged is not.To be won based on the method in which it was to be engaged, but rather it was by submitting to the authority of the Lord. Now, this is the first aspect. The second aspect,
神给约书亚一次很明显的鼓励。
God gave Joshua a very clear encouragement.
因为这一个经历叫约书亚回想起摩西头一次遇见神的时候神跟他所说的话
because this experience caused Joshua to recall Moses' first experience with God
那时约书亚在何烈山上
when Joshua was upon Mount Hora
那神对他说
And God spoke to him.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off the sandals on your feet.
因为你所站的地是圣地。
Because this place where you stand on is a holy place.
摩西的那个经历，现在就提醒他，哦，现在我也碰到摩西当年所碰的经历了。
Now that was the experience of Moses actually, and that experience of Moses causes Joshua now to understand that he too has come into the presence of God.
那一次摩西遇见了主，主就用他做了领以色列人出埃及的大使。
That experience of Moses at that time, after Moses had that experience, God utilized him to bring the people out from Egypt.
陪伴着以色列人经过了四十多年，四十年多的在旷野的那个日子。
And even though took 40 some odd years for the Israelites to wander in the wilderness.
那么艰困的日子都过了。
And that even though that long period of time has passed, difficult period of time has passed.
那么我们前面要攻取迦南的这些难处啊，我们的神也一样会担当的。
And now we are facing a difficulty of battling to attain the land of Canaan, but even at this time, God will be at our side to take the responsibility.
我们这次在西乃走一转呢，我们真知道那四十年实在不容易过。
If for us who have walked through that area, we can understand that it would have been extremely difficult to wander in that area for 40 years.
说那是一个大而可怕的旷野，一点都没有形容过分。
To say that it is a extremely scary, vast wilderness is by no means stretching the truth.
那么所以这样给约书亚来说，那是一个好大的鼓励啊。
So for Joshua, this was a very huge encouragement.
因为在前面我要面对的征战。
Because what was before me is a battle.
不仅是有主同行。
But not only do I have the presence of the Lord.
同时也有主的负责。
I also have that the Lord will also bear the responsibility.
像过去那四十年多的日子一样。
Just as he has taken the responsibility for the days that have gone on in the past 40 years.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
好，现在神就告诉约书亚。
Now God tells Joshua.
你怎么去攻打耶利哥？
How he is to attack Jericho.
那刚才我提到了耶利哥是在一个土岗上面建起来的。
As I mentioned earlier, Jericho is built on a hill.
耶利哥城里头有充足的水源。
Within the city of Jericho, there were reservoirs. Their own water supply.
耶利哥城里头有非常丰富富的那个粮食的贮藏。
There was very abundant food supply as well.
那所以他可以关上门来不理不睬你以色列人。
So they are able to shut their doors and not worry about what's going on the outside.
以色列人是从远地来的。
Israelites have traveled a long distance.
他并没有一个巩固的根据地。
They do not have a place of where they can fill. They do not have a base from which they can stand.
那他们需要粮食。
They need also supplies.
他们需要各方面生活上的那一些供应。
They need various daily supplies.
所以对以色列人来说，他们在战斗的上面必须要快速的进攻。
So for the Israelites, they needed for there to be a quick battle.
那说好像说就是速战速决，赶快的打，赶快的结束。
For them, the best thing was that they must battle quickly and then to win quickly.
那这样对以色列人就有利了。
This would have been beneficial for the Israelites.
如果战事延长下去，
but if the battle was withdrawn out,
prolonged,
那
对以色列人就不利。
it would not have been to the Israelites' benefit.
那现在耶利哥城里头的人就是用这样的一个战略来对待以色列。
So the people of Jericho was utilizing this strategy to deal with the Israelites.
那所以约书亚去看耶利哥的那个地形，恐怕也是因着这个战略逼着他不能不去。
So quite possibly the reason which moved Joshua to go to inspect the Jericho in the first place was because of this very reason.
那现在耶利哥城门关紧紧，没有人出入。
And now the entire city of Jericho was shut up and no one came in or out.
他们要用这样的一个战略来拖死以色列。
They were going to utilize this strategy to prolong battle.
你要攻打不容易攻。
If you wish to attack, it would not have been an easy matter.
他那个城建在土岗上已经是一个有利的地形。
The fact that the city was built on a hill was already to their advantage.
但是我们记得以色列人探子回来说啊，那个那些亚摩利人的那些城墙啊是很高的。
If you remember, brothers and sisters, that the battle that the Israelites waged against the Amorites were also similar, where the Amorites also were on a raised level. That the city walls were high.
那这样一来，以色列人是一点办法都没有。
Under this circumstance, there would have been nothing that the Israelites could possibly do.
但是神告诉约书亚说。
But God told Joshua.
第一件事情。
The first thing.
看
was
第二节，第六章的第二节。
In verse 2, behold,
我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你手中。
I have already delivered Jericho into your hands along with his king and his fighting men.
神在这里说，
God here tells them,
他已经做了这个事情了。
That God has already completed the matter.
那就像我们读第一章的时候，神说他已经把整个迦南地都给了以色列人了。
Just as it was in chapter 1 when God told them that God has already given this entire land to them.
就是说神已经把这个事情处理过了。
That God has already finished taking care of business.
他们躲在城里不出来，也不能改变这个事实。
The fact that they are holed up and as a fortress in their own city will not change this matter.
那所以你们攻打这一个城，你不需要去架云梯。
So you do not need to do anything else. You do not need to build a ladder in an attempt.
你也不必去制造一些撞城锤。
In an attempt to win the battle, nor do you have to build for yourself battering rams in order to win the battle.
那什么你都不需要做。
You do not need to do anything, in fact.
你要做的是什么呢？
The only thing that you have to
do
is to listen to my words.
你叫你们一切的兵丁去绕这一个城来走。
Command for your entire army to march around the city.
每天走一次。
Each day you march once around the city.
六天都要这样行。
And you were to do this for 6 days.
每天走一次。
Each day marching around the city once.
环转的绕那个城走一次。
To encircle the city.
那然后呢？
And then?
就叫祭司拿着羊角走在约柜前。
The priests are to take hold the trumpets and in front of the ark.
那现在我们可以回过头来看过约旦河的时候究竟有几个祭司了。
So now we can go back to the matter of the crossing of the Jordan River. How many priests were there to hold the ark?
虽然还不知道确实的数字。
Even though we do not know the exact count.
不过大概我们有一个谱了。
But now at least we have an approximation.
那这里有要七个祭司吹羊角。
There are 7 priests here that's recorded who blows upon the trumpets.
然后几个祭司抬约柜呢？
And then what about holding the ark?
我看应该是四个。
I'm sure, probably there's 4.
那所以当时以色列人当中起码会有十一个祭司。
So for the Israelites at that time, there should probably be 11 priests.
也许会还有多一些。
It's possible that there was more in number.
但是也多不到哪里去了。
But it wouldn't be much more than that.
反正就是那么稀少的祭司。
There would be at least this would be the minimum number.
听说啊，当你们去扰城的时候
，It says that when you circle the city，
你们听见祭司吹的那个号，那个声音拖长的时候
，When you hear the long blast on the trumpets，
你们就要大声的呼喊。
Then you, the, all the people are to give a loud shout。
没有吹长号声的时候。
If the trumpet does not sound, a long blast,
你们不要做声。
Then you are not to do anything.
一直扰，一直在就是在那里扰。
But that you continue to circle and march around the city.
每天扰一次。
Each day you are to circle it once.
那扰过了就回营里头去休息。
After you have marched around it once, then you are to retreat back to your camp to rest.
耶利哥城不是太很大。
The city of Jericho is not very large.
当然我们不能用现在它那个遗址来补祭。
Of course, we cannot utilize present day measures as comparison.
但是我估计大概一个人行走大概一个小时，顶多是一个多小时就可以绕一次。
But I estimate that an individual can go, walk around the city in 1 hour, if not just an hour plus a little bit more time.
但是六十几万人绕一次啊，那需要的时间也是不短。
But for 600,000 people to circle around the city, I'm sure is not a simple matter.
那是他每天那样绕一次。
And each day they are to march around the city.
那绕到第七天。
Until the seventh day.
神就说第七天要绕七次。
And God specifies that on the seventh day they are to march around the city 7 times.
那就是这样攻打耶利哥，耶利哥城就要打他。
And if they attack Jericho in this fashion, then Jericho will be theirs.
好，弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters,
你不要说现代人听见这样的话要发笑。
You don't even have to say that modern day man would laugh at such a command.
就是当时的人听见这样去攻打，恐怕也是一样要发笑。
That even the men of that time, when they heard that this was to be the command and strategy, that they would also mock.
怎么会有这样的打仗的方法呢？
How could this possibly be a plan of battle?
这就叫做打仗吗？
This is battling. This is waging war.
这就能攻破耶利哥吗？
Could this possibly allow us to attack into Jericho?
我们不要摘石头摘过去啊，耶利哥就能攻下啊。
Shouldn't we throw rocks to overcome the city of Jericho?
我们不射一箭啊，也能攻下耶利哥吗？
Don't we need to shoot arrows in order to win this battle?
Even one arrow.
Don't we even have to shoot one arrow in order to win the battle?
就这人就是当时的人恐怕也不能接受这样的一个安排。
Afraid to say that even the people at that time would be unwilling to accept this as a plan of battle.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
那现在我们回过头来看。约书亚遇见耶和华军队的元帅，我们就知道那一次的是如何的严肃的一件事。
When we reflect to see how Joshua
faced the commander,
when we go back to reflect on how Joshua came face to face with the commander of the Lord's army. and the serious and the seriousness of the lesson that was learned.
必须有那个经历，才能接受这样的一个战术。
Then we realized that Joshua must have had that encounter, had that experience, in order for him to submit to the battle plan as described by the Lord.
但这是什么战术？
But what type of strategy is this?
No, strategy. 战斗的方法。
What type of method of battle is this?
弟兄姊妹们，这个很重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
我要用我们今天新约的话来说，那弟兄姊妹们就容易领会了。
If we utilize New Testament vocabulary, I'm sure the brothers and sisters will easily understand.
我们不是记得尼多森弟兄有几句话是很能帮助人的。
We know that Brother Nee has some words that are very helpful for brothers and sisters.
神不是用我们的所做，乃是用我们的所思。
That God does not utilize all that we have done, but He utilizes all that we are.
是一个侍奉神的人，必须先要让神做工。
So a servant of God must first allow God to do the work.
如果一个不会让神做工的人，他就不能侍奉神。
An individual who is not willing to, for God to work in him will not be able to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹就是这么回事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the situation.
神说
，God speaks.
你们走。
He says you are to go.
不要做声。
You do not need to do anything.
只要祭司吹角。
You do not need to say anything.
一点声音都不要发出来。
You do not need to say anything, except that the trumpets are to sound.
人的反应就是说。
Now man's response would be,
这是糊涂事。
This is rubbish.
这是不可能的。
This cannot be.
但是神现在做这个安排。
But God has made this arrangement.
乃是要求他们让神做工。
It is to teach them to allow God to work.
你们是看谁怎么做工。
Look to see how God works.
你们可以这样走。
You can march in this fashion.
但是你们看见你们这样走，对一个工程、一个城的攻打是没有作用的。
You can march in this fashion, but realizing that marching in this fashion actually doesn't add anything to the attack into the city.
别说你们老七天。
Even though you march for 7 days,
你就是老一年365天。
Even if you march for 1 year, 365 days,
那个城也不会塌的。
The city will not topple because you're marching.
说你们知道你们老城。对工程来说没有起什么作用的。
So you should realize that your marching around the city does not add anything to the actual toppling of the city, of the work that is done.
神让他们绕城，乃是让他们知道，他们让神去做工，他们去看神做工。
God wants for them to march around in order for them to realize that they are not doing anything to add to the work, but that they are to allow God to work and to see God at work.
正如他们过红海的时候神所说的一样。
It's just like when they crossed the Red Sea that God spoke to them.
只管静默。
Keep silent.
不要作声。
Do not speak.
看耶和华今天为你们做什么大事。
And see what God what great works God Jehovah will do for you today.
现在攻打耶利哥的时候，又一同样一个原则又出来了。
Now when we come to the attack on Jericho, this principle once again reappears.
你要让神去做工。
You must allow God to work.
你让神做工了。
Now once you allow God to work,
你就能做神的工。
Then you will be able to do God's work.
用在他们攻打耶利哥。
Utilizing their attack on Jericho,
你们要攻破耶利哥。
You will topple Jericho.
但是你先让神去攻破耶利哥。
But you must first allow God to topple Jericho.
当神把耶利哥攻破了。
And God will topple Jericho.
你们就攻取耶利哥。
And then you are to seize Jericho.
然后弟兄姊妹们，这样一看，我们就看得很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at it from this fashion, then we can very clearly see it.
这个是什么战略？
What type of strategy is this?
让神做工。
Allow God to work.
让神去做。
Allow God to do the work.
那弟兄姊妹，这样的一个原则，到了新约还是那么清楚的。
Brothers and sisters, this principle, when we apply it in the New Testament time, is still just as clear.
那所以我们就读到哥林多后书第五章的时候。
So when we come to 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
哎呀，我们有这宝贝在瓦器里啊，要显明这莫大的能力出于神。第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse, chapter 4 verse 7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
能力发出来不是这个瓦器，乃是在瓦器里面的主。
What is revealed is not the, not the jar or the vessel, but what is, contained within, which is of the Lord.
那现在攻打耶利哥也是。
Now, in this matter of attacking Jericho, it is the same.
神让他们扰城，乃是让他们知道他们不过是瓦器，虽然有六十几万人，仍然是瓦器。
God allows them to march around the city in order for them to realize that they are only the clay, jars of clay. That even though there are 600,000 of them, they are still only the jars of clay.
好，我们感谢神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
哦，神让他们看见自己所能做的是那么有限。
That they are allowed to see that that's all that they can do.
只有让神出头才能有结果。
Only if they allow God to take the lead will there be results.
从旧约到新约都是在这一个属灵的原则的上面。
And this is the principle that is, holds true whether it be the Old Testament or the New Testament.
人不让神做，神就不做。
If man does not allow God to work, then God will not work.
人让神做，那神就做。
And if man allows God to work, then God will work.
那神一做了，事情也就成了。
And once God works, then the matter at hand is accomplished.
人不让神做，神不做，事就不能成了。
If man does not allow God to work and God does not work, then the work is not, cannot be completed.
那现在我要指一件事情给弟兄姊妹们看到。
Now I'd like to point out one matter for brothers and sisters to see.
来说明刚才那个约书亚遇见主的那件事情的重要性。
To clarify about the importance of Joshua's experience in encountering the Lord.
他们要绕城七天。
They are to encircle, to march around the city 7 times.
弟兄姊妹，七天你知道了。
Now for 7 days, my brothers and sisters, you see,
当中一定有一个安息日。
There must be a Sabbath day within those 7 days.
按照律法来说。
According to the law,
安息日不能做任何的事。
On the Sabbath, you cannot do any work.
也不能走太远的路。
You cannot walk too far a distance.
那今安息日那天去绕城。
Now the marching around of the city on the Sabbath day.
那他们是不是在做工呢？
Are they supposed to do work on that day?
捡柴也叫做做工。
Even if you pick up wood, that is also considered work.
也要用石头打死。
If you are to be stoned as a penalty.
那现在一去绕城。
But now they are to march around the city.
那祭司又要吹角，不停地吹。
And they are supposed to blow on the trumpets of ram's horn.
是不是犯了安息日的？
Is it violating the Sabbath day?
弟兄姊妹，看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
那律法是为了日常生活的。
The law is there to govern your daily living.
但是在征战的事上面，神的话语的要求比律法更高。
But when it comes to battle, God's requirements supersedes the requirements of the law.
所以绝对的服从主的话，比守律法上头的话更重要。
So
the
absolute word of the Lord submitting to the absolute word of the Lord is far higher than submitting to the words of the law.
那弟兄姊妹看到这个事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see.
如果没有约书亚在战斗以前遇见耶和华的元帅。
If Joshua did not have that prior experience of encountering the Lord,
这样一个工程的方法就不能实行。
Then this, all of this plan of battle cannot succeed.
除非把六七天改了六天。
Unless you reduce the 7 days to 6 days.
并且开始的那一天应当是第一天。
And then to see that the seventh
on the first day,
that they must begin on the first day.
不然的话，一定碰到安息日。
Because if you do not do this, then you will come to the Sabbath day.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
神让以色列人学会了。
God wants for the Israelites to learn.
他们服神的权柄比遵行律法更重要。
That the matter of them submitting to the authority of God was much more important than for them to just observe the law.
所以当我们当那个耶利米在那里说出将来神要为给以色列立新约的时候，也是说出这样的一件事。
So when Jeremiah declared that
will be a new covenant,
that there will be a new covenant to come.
也就是说出这个事。
This is also to point out this principle.
他说神说我要把我的话刻在他们心板，我的律法刻在他们心板上。
God has says that I will impress my words upon their hearts.
不是在刻在那个石板上。
Not to be not and not to and not imprinting it upon pillars.
那一个时候众人里面就有神自己的话来管理他们。
So that in general, the people would have the word of God to govern them.
不是律法上的话来管理他们。
And that they would not be governed by just the words of the law.
那当然，这个话是生命的话。
So of course, this word that we're referring to is the word of life.
这个刻在我们里面的那个律法，乃是主的生命。
The law that is imprinted upon our hearts is the life of the Lord.
那所以我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
虽然在攻打耶利哥的事上面，我们今天晚上还没看完。
We have not yet completed this study of the fall of Jericho.
但是在攻打耶利哥的那几个重要的属灵的原则，我们已经都摸到了。
But we have touched upon the several spiritual principles that are recorded in this battle of Jericho.
那当我们摸到这些属灵的原则的时候，
And when we touch upon these spiritual principles,
我们才会领会约书亚那一次遇见耶和华的元帅的经历是绝不能缺少。
So then we will realize that Joshua could not do without that experience of him encountering the Lord as the commander of the army of God.
那我们看到当时耶利哥攻打前的预备的时候，
When we see the preparation for the attack upon Jericho,
那么我们求主也给我们看见那些原则也是我们今天所要学习。
We ask that the Lord will allow us to see that the principles that was applicable at that time are also principles that we need to learn today.
在心思上求主建立我们向他有一个绝对的态度。
That from within our hearts that God will instill upon us the proper attitude towards the Lord.
那在实行上我们去经历主生命的管理。
Practically, we need to be aware of submitting to the lead of the Lord in our hearts. That we need to submit to the leading of the submitting to the leading of the Lord's life in our hearts. We thank our Lord.
虽然耶利哥攻打耶利哥好像是历史,
even though the fall of Jericho, the battle of Jericho appears to just be a recording of history,
但是攻取耶利哥的那个属灵的原则今天还是那样的新鲜,
but the spiritual principles that are applicable to the battle of Jericho are still, should still be as fresh today for us.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord grant us help,
都能按照他的心意来跟随,
that we may be able to follow accordance, in accordance to His heart.
我们的交通就停在这,
we end our sharing this evening.
我们请一两位弟兄和姊妹与我们祷告一下。